Did you read this? Matthew Perry, the guy that played Chandler in Friends, died.
Recently?
Like, today, potentially.
I've never seen a single episode of Friends, so I don't care.
What? Jesus Christ.
What? You watch Friends?
All right. I mean, yeah, of course.
It's okay.
How could you not watch Friends?
Hey, look, Kang, we're going to talk about it. If you want to come out...
What do you mean? What does come out?
This is going to be a very inclusive podcast today, okay?
What does come out mean? Are you suggesting that only certain people watch that show? One of the most popular shows ever?
You're listening to your NBA podcast with David and Kang. Kang, we're back, our fourth season.
Oh, is it four already? Okay. It feels longer. You know, hey, remember I showed you that photo? That was, what year was that?
I know, oh my God, that was so long ago.
Did you like that?
I like that.
When I sent you that photo?
Yeah, except we couldn't figure out who took the photo.
I'm pretty sure I took it.
But you were out of the photo, so you must have...
Yeah, I think if I recall correctly, I'm pretty sure I set a timer.
Okay.
And then I pretended to be candid.
So I was in a very vulnerable
I can't remember.
Position.
I did not ask for
you
your consent.
You did not ask for my consent.
And then I made you take a lift home with...
And I was at the workplace. Oh my God, I'm triggered. I was literally taken at our workplace.
Well, you weren't working there. You were technically you were trespassing.
Okay, I was trespassing.
You weren't allowed in that. I used my key.
Oh my God. No, people didn't know I was there. Oh my God. Okay. We might talk about that later. But despite all that, we're celebrating today by not talking about the NBA and by leading off with this Friends news. I did not know this. I'm looking at my go-to news source, TMZ.
Yeah, I think TMZ actually reported it as well. Like, they broke the news.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, this is breaking. Wait. This is breaking right now, okay?
Do you even know who this actor is? Are you familiar with any of his work?
No.
I think big news. I think it's massive news.
I gotta be honest. I've literally never seen a single episode of Friends.
Do you recognize this guy's face?
I do recognize this guy's face. And I recognize it because recently, in recent years, I remember he came out with like a book or something.
No, like super weird. Like, I think... Yeah, like in the past year.
Okay. And I remember like being a little judgy about it. I was like, okay.
I'm pretty judgy.
Okay. I did not like
I'm him. Always a bit judgy about people that, what do you call it? Like having to go to rehab, like especially rich people having to go to rehab because
right.
of drug addiction and stuff like that.
Yeah. Boo-hoo. Poor me.
Yeah, exactly. I think drug addiction is real, but the fact that they keep going to their fancy rehab centers and then keep breaking it and then like make money out of the experience of going onto the drugs in the first place, it feels a little, what's the word? But do you know what I mean? Do you
yes, cashing in, taking like, advantage.
It feels a bit rich.
Yeah, a little rich. So what else do you want to say about this beloved star that just died? Continue your eulogy.
Oh wait, my wife is calling me. Yes.
Does she know? Does Joanne know?
Does she know?
Ask her.
Are you coming in to tell me about Matthew Perry died?
Died?
Yeah. What? He died recently, like super recently.
Drugs.
I don't know. Cardiac arrest or something.
Get Joanne on the camera. I need to ask her.
That's not important. Oh, I thought you were coming in, rushing in to tell me about the Matthew
Perry. Tell Joanne. I want you to tell Joanne right now, your wife right now, that you recorded me while at the workplace while I was vulnerable.
I thought you would appreciate. I thought you appreciated that candid moment. don't cry like you're a victim.
I'm just joking. I love that candid moment that you took of me. And us, rather. Mm. It was a tender moment for us.
Thanks. Yeah. We weren't kissing or anything, by the way.
No, that was after.
We were just set.
Yeah.
I think just context, we're just setting up the mics. And you're probably setting up the levels.
I think we were setting up the pillows. We were literally setting up the
cushions. We still lie in the studio. This was already a studio, by the way. This is like already, wasn't this already a studio? Oh no, it wasn't a studio.
We converted into a studio by basically taking all the pillows and cushions from like the couches.
But wasn't that space already a studio for like user testing and stuff?
I think they did use it for testing purposes, but at the time it was more like a meeting room.
Oh, it wasn't acoustically
No. It was the opposite. It was very echoey, right. That's why.
Oh, yeah. I see. Well, yeah.
And we wanted a tender experience for our listeners.
And then we made love on the pillows afterwards.
I don't know what you did afterwards. I don't know what you did after I left.
I drove you home.
Oh my God. Well, thank you. You're such a gentleman. At least you drove me home. I didn't have to like Uber.
Yeah.
I didn't have to Uber myself.
No, home. I insisted you not take the Uber.
Right.
I think we should get to it. I read the story. I did read the Dwight Howard story, by the way. So I'm pretty caught up.
Closing this bit up about Matthew Perry here. It sounded like your wife Joanne did not really care about this in the way that you did.
Not similar. Like her face was like,
oh, okay,
like really, like shock.
Right.
Like, cause, yeah, when I first saw it, I was shocked, and then I just looked up, I Googled him, and just you know confirmed it with a few other news outlets. And Google itself, like, you know, when you Google his name in his Wikipedia profile that shows up on the right-hand side, it says, like, born and then died today. The other news story, you know a lot more intimately and you want to get to, so I think we should just jump to that.
See, this is why we have tons of listeners. We start off our NBA season show talking about the death of a Friends star, actor, and then the second one where you're going to talk about Dwight Howard, who's not even who hasn't been in the league in 2 years. But I like it. This is why I love you. I'm going to be serious for just a brief moment here. I think you have a weird cartoonish impression of me as someone that's like just constantly on weird websites looking at like sleazy things about you know athletes.
For sure, yeah. TMZ is your like homepage, like default tab. When you open your browser,
I kind of play into that a little bit because I didn't. But you know, the honest truth is, I don't. You know, I never come on TMZ. It just links me there, and
normal people when they see the TMZ link don't click on it though. That's the right. Problem. Like they don't want to be clickbaited into TMZ.
Look, I might have spent a little bit too much time on Kai Jones' girlfriend, but...
Well, yeah, it's different if it's about a girlfriend or Kardashian or, you know, like girlfriends, maybe domestic violence stuff. Like that's when you can wade into the waters of the less reputable news outlets. But when I want to like read up something that's real, like something official, I'm not clicking on the page unless I know it's from a New York right. Times or Washington Post or, you know, Australian ones that are, you know, well known. Like I'm not clicking on it, you know what I mean? I'm not I'm not risking the clickbaity SEO rabbit hole of like going down those web pages. I don't have a VPN like you, so everything's exposed, you know, on my end. Like I don't want to touch those websites if I can help it.
Well, the problem with these doing that as well is that once you start clicking on them, like the algorithms just take over. And now like,
yeah, that's
like every, I search for anything and it's like giving me Kai Jones' girlfriend, you know, which
yeah,
I appreciate.
That's why I don't want to tempt it. Yeah, exactly.
But on the Dwight Howard story, of course, it came out, I guess,
maybe a week ago.
Yeah, he's been accused of sexual assault. And of course, the twist here is that it's from a man. And
it's not a twist.
What?
That's not the twist.
That's not the twist? What's a twist?
Yeah. No, continue. Go on with your story. I'll tell you what the twist
is. Sorry, the queer thing about this story is the victim is a man. And he accused Dwight Howard of forcing himself on him or forcing him to perform certain sexual tasks on Dwight and also engaging in a threesome with another male prostitute going and transvestite or crossdresser. I don't know what the right term is, by the name of Kitty.
Yeah, this is the twist.
Do you have some thoughts on this? Because I can tell you from my position, like I tried to look into this a bit more and I kind of got depressed actually. And I stopped actually looking at it. And not because of the story. I think the story is really funny, the text messages. But Dwight Howard has also made a he's doing a round doing some like interviews with like podcasters.
Oh, yes. Okay. Addressing this?
Addressing this, kind of. I think that's a point. Oh, that's why he's doing it. But it's really sad.
Damage control.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, I feel sorry for him. And like, I feel like, oh, I don't know. I just feel terrible. And that's why this is not fun for me. I've stopped looking at that stuff.
The sexual assault is bad. Like, I don't know what the penalty would be to that. Because it might be like a he said, she said, Kitty said.
Let's get our pronouns correct. There's only he's here. Please.
Oh.
Actually, I guess.
Well, he said.
And Kitty.
And then Kitty said, I guess. The text message is like a bit sad to me, actually. But the funny part of the story is that after they engaged in the, let's just call it sexual assault slash rape, the guy, the victim, he has a name, right? Steven, is it?
Steven Harper.
Harper, okay, yeah, anyway, I was just calling Steven. Steven, like, wanted to go home and he wanted to call an Uber, but Dwight Howard insisted, like, he'd not do that and told Kitty to drive Steven home. So basically, he made Steven's assaulter drive Steven
home. That might be true, but he's accused, in the lawsuit, he's accusing Dwight Howard. You're right, because in the complaint, he also accused of, I think, Kitty of, like, threatening him. I think it was Kitty who said, like...
I don't know if that's threatening. Like, maybe they were both, like, threatened and doing what Dwight ordered them to do because he's a large man and, you know, they were scared for their own personal safety. Maybe Kitty was complicit. I don't know. Also, like, because he was like, I'm not gay. I just wanted my dick to be sucked. And then... He kept forcing him to suck his dick and he didn't want to do it. And then I think after he, like, Dwight Howard realized that Steven wasn't enjoying it, he forced Kitty to do oral or vice versa on Steven, which is very fucked up. Like, it's just a very fucked up situation.
For the record, I do remember that this is not the first time that there has been accusations that Dwight Howard's gay and that he like assaulted
at least bisexual or something, or bi-curious or something,
because I remember like 5 years ago some person accused him of being gay or something, or I don't think he accused him of doing anything wrong, but he said that he was complaining basically online that his boyfriend or that Dwight Howard used him or something, right? But he came public, and Dwight Howard's name was mentioned. But I didn't think anything of it. I was like, well, whatever. It's like, Dwight Howard's not gay. Come on. And now this story comes out, and the fact that this is now in the courts, and Dwight Howard's obviously not denying that he's like his position now in the interviews is that, and
it's consensual.
It's consensual, and importantly, that whatever happens in the bedroom it's his own damn business, et cetera, right? It's a little different in this case because he's being accused of, again, sexual assault. So it's not like, you don't get immunity from raping people or sexually assaulting people just because it's your home, right? But he's making the wider point that, people shouldn't ask about it. Which, again, this is the part that's really making me depressed, is the fact that he's doing this, like, now publicly and, like, trying to explain himself. And explain, like, you shouldn't care about what I do in my bedroom. Like, you shouldn't ask me about this or whatever. And it just comes off like it's like tone deaf and like, you should not be out there doing this, right? You don't have to do this, Dwight. You know, if it's no one's business, then don't comment on it. Don't go on the show.
Exactly.
You're only making it worse, right? You're making yourself worse.
The news is very dying down already. It's not like, it's not really that common knowledge, I feel.
Well, I feel like the mainstream NBA media has not really picked up on it.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either. Because he's not in the league anymore. But now that you've mentioned it, I do find it kind of strange because, I mean, let's be honest. Like you said, he's this Hall of Famer. We've had this discussion multiple times on text, right? Whether he's Hall of Famer, and both of us.
Oh, he's definitely Hall. Definitely Hall. Well,
definitely, definitely Hall, right?
Not to put you on the spot, but I think like maybe people like you who are more like, you think the story is juicy. Because if you just think of it's a female and a man and the sexual assault happens, you probably won't think it's as juicy. Like you might judge Dwight Howard differently because sexual assault is bad. But it's really the gay part of the story that is like kind of shocked you, right? Because it didn't shock me. I'll put it this
way. It didn't shock you that he was gay? He has six kids by six.
This is a guy that's like fathered like nine children or
with
something.
Like, with six different women.
With like 13 women. So, I don't know. So he clearly is he's very into sex. He just loves sex. And I just feel like any of those people, like those kind of famous Lothario men, like Magic Johnson or Wilt Chamberlain, probably had sex with dudes as well. Like, you're just so into sex you just have sex with anybody, anything, any person. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, gender is not a thing. You're just sexually active with everybody. And Dwight Howard's probably the same. He loves women probably more. Like, he's probably more sexually attracted to women, but he's such a sexual being that you probably try it with dudes. And maybe he never did have like intercourse with Steven and Kit, or maybe he did. That's not the important part. Like, you know what I mean? Like having sex with a man, it was more the sexual assault. That's what came to light. Because if he never sexually assault, or Steven never said anything, then we're probably still in the dark and guessing is Dwight gay or whatever. Now we know for a fact he is. And it's a bit sad that he keeps denying that he is. But the fact that he denies his orientation, but he doesn't deny the fact that the interaction happened, means that he's just in it for the pleasure.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's a good point.
He just sees it as another conquest.
I think that's a really good point, because even in the original like kind of DM, pickup DM, he made it clear that he's not gay and that he's into but he's into freaky stuff. But to your point there, I think it is maybe like a domination type of mind, pleasure for the mind, right? Where he feels like he's dominating, he's in control.
Well, he might be saying the truth, like he's not gay, as in like he's attracted to men, but I don't know.
And this is something I've brought up with you before, is that, because I keep like kind of highlighting the fact that within the Black community, this ideal of like kind of masculinity, it's really specific, right? Because I keep telling you, bringing up instances where people, like players keep saying, as a man first, right? I was like, why do you keep saying that? What's this got to do with you as a man? Or disrespecting me as a man? Like, I can't, like, so if you're a woman, you wouldn't feel disrespected going through the same experience? And obviously even, you know, your fave player, Cam Thomas, saying, getting trouble saying like no homo, and no homo being a term that's like, I've heard that so many times, right? Different NBA players have said that and got in trouble for it. Dwight Howard, to me, this is like Adonis body, right? The most masculine, physical, like gifted person, like, you know, that you could imagine. But now it's going to be viewed differently in that community and within the NBA, I would imagine. Okay. So we've spent...
got that off your chest?
I got that off my chest.
How do you feel? Do you feel like there's any closure to this? Like, what would you hope to be a happy story outcome from this?
This is too many levels here, because ultimately we're kind of losing track of the fact that he is being accused of sexual assault. I think, again, getting to the gendered thing, like, you know, I always feel, for me, this is just me, right? If this was a female, I feel like it's much worse, right? You're raping a female. The fact that he's raped a guy shouldn't make a difference. But like, for some reason, like, that hasn't clicked in my mind as being as bad, as naive as that might sound.
Like a good example of this is Anthony Edwards. Like, everyone agrees Anthony Edwards is a rising star. You know, maybe on track to superstardom, all-star level, or NBA level kind of player. Definitely the key piece to that Minnesota Timberwolves team. But last offseason? I can't even remember now. Maybe early in the offseason, he was like outside a club in a car, and he was like on TikTok or YouTube. Anyway, he was like recording, and he's like, oh, these guys are different, like referring to some kind of maybe gay pride parade. Or maybe a gay club or something like that. And he's like just saying like, oh, you know, these guys are different. And he got heated for that. You know, just talking about his ignorance and saying like, oh, these people are different than I am. Like, I mean, they're different, but he was like kind of saying it in a more negative tone.
He got fined in the season as well, right? Because he says...
I think he got fined, but I don't know if there's any suspension. But yeah, it just sort of highlights that culture, I guess, especially with younger, potentially black people that, you know, don't have that exposure. And, you know, they see it for the first time or they're around it and then, you know, they have reactions to it. So...
It's kind of sad. I mean, that's why I bring it up to you sometimes, because I kind of want to highlight the fact that it's kind of sad that this community, it's like, it's so conservative in this sense that, you know, it's obviously it's a form of discrimination, right? And we try to not have that in society. But because maybe the history of the black experience, the fact that they've been like emancipated, was that the right word? But like, you know, they were dominated, right? This like has culturally significance and like more sensitivity potentially. Yeah. But then again, I mean, in lots of cultures, I mean, non-Western cultures, conservative cultures, like this is, you know, gay is not, this is still a huge taboo, right?
It exists everywhere. It's I mean, we say that about say black communities in America, it's tenfold in Asia. Like if you're gay, like at least we have like people like RuPaul, and like Lil Nas X, you know, like dominating pop culture who are openly gay / cross-dressers. But there's nobody famous in China or Korea or Japan who are gay, you know, maybe Japan, like maybe to some extent. But in Korea and China, you would not find that anywhere. Like they are way more conservative.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I'm only saying it from an American lens, but yeah, just... Yeah, I know other cultures are like just as even more conservative. My point about Anthony Edwards is like, we celebrate him as a player that we think he's going to be an all-star or like a superstar, whatever. But we're able to separate him as a player and as opposed to him as like his personality and a guy with a personality with potentially hate in his heart towards the gay community. And maybe he doesn't anymore. Mm. But at some point, hate is probably a strong word, but at some point he was like ignorant / intolerant for that community and how, you know, the lifestyle is. As opposed to like, you know, say Kyrie, who got hit, who faced a much stiffer punishment for something I think is a lot more benign, where he tweeted a link to a Amazon review.
You added to your cart immediately, right?
Anti-Semitic movie. Huh?
I say you added it to your cart.
I did. I watched it. It was a good suggestion.
You listened to the director commentary track with featuring Kyrie.
The director's cut, yeah.
Kyrie and Kanye.
Yeah. Kyrie. But you know what I mean? Like we all know Kyrie is kind of fucked up in a lot of ways. Like a lot of things he does. But we don't separate that. We actually punish him as a player because of he effectively got left off the top 75 players because of his views to coronavirus, you know what I mean? Should we talk about the NBA now?
we threw out the topics we wanted, so now let's just like, you know, burn some time and talk about the NBA.
Less important stuff. I mean, it kind of is unimportant because like you said, this is super early season. These results are negligible, I would say. Like they're not that big in the grand scheme of things. But I think it's worth talking. I mean, I think we should talk about the main thing, right? Dame to Milwaukee. Like that's the main story.
How many games have they played? So the last one I saw, they...
I think dos, right?
It was two games? A couple games now.
One game only, actually. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I thought... Yeah,
how's that possible? Yeah. The Grizzlies are like 0-3 already, and Milwaukee's played one game.
I guess the Grizzlies must have played a back to back plus first game of the season.
The Bucks didn't play today either. Look,
Bucks are probably going to play a back to back soon.
my thoughts are that this has been a great move. I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, I'm not saying this happens every game, but Dame, like, first game, debut game, like, he was rocking.
Mm.
Step back threes, game winner, well, not game winner, but, you know, late game, clutch shots. This is Dame. This is what he does.
That's what you want in the fourth quarter, right? You don't want... I was watching the fourth quarter and the Sixers were down... Sixers up, sorry, by five. And during that time, I was watching... I didn't watch the final few minutes, unfortunately.
Mm.
But during that time I was watching, I realized that... What is Giannis doing? Like, Giannis has Middleton and Lillard. And he's taking the shot. He's breaking, like... threes that just like just shooting it off. I don't mind. Okay, like that's not to say like I don't mind him shooting, but this is old Bucks offense where let's give it a superstar player, let him do something, let him work it out. If he misses some shots, so be it, because he's the best player. But he doesn't need to do that, and I guess they figured that out in the last 5 minutes when Dame decided to take it. I mean, Dame was cooking in the first half as well, don't get me wrong, but he wasn't doing much at the beginning of the fourth, and it was really down the end of the game. Like, I'm guessing after five, because I stopped watching around 5 minutes more. 5 minutes to go, Dame decided to take over again. Big shots, three-pointers, right? Like, big layups. That's Dame time, and that's what you want. Like, a guy in the fourth quarter to take over who can dribble, who can shoot, because it gets tight in the paint, and that's where Giannis has traditionally struggled. When the other team's defense stiffens up, it's really hard for him to just maneuver around and not, take on charges and whatever.
I agree. I think that there's probably not that many reasons for Giannis to take any shots beyond 15 feet.
I agree, totally.
I say focus on driving, focus on pick and roll. We're going to lob to you. And it's actually better this way for you, because now you can be underneath and getting some rebounds and offensive possessions and stuff, right? Which is what happened, actually, one of those last, end of game shots. He got the offensive rebound, passed it out to Dame. Dame, like, sidestepped and was guarded, like, perfectly, right? The other guy was, like, right on him. But it's like Dame, right? It's like, fuck, just hit it, right?
Yeah.
Contrast that to, of course, Russell Westbrook, who... try to take the game-winning shot and airballed it. While Kawhi was like staring at him.
It'll be hard to envision the Bucks not making the top four in the East. Mm. As in, like, even so, yeah. Like, it's hard for them not to make the conference semifinals at the very least.
The second thing I want to ask you is, well, we should talk about the Sixers. So they won today, and they looked really good in their opening game against the Bucks.
They beat the Raptors today. I mean, that's a winnable game. They should win.
But this Harden situation has not resolved, and it's kind of getting a little bit uncomfortable. The latest story is that for that Bucks opener, Harden apparently tried to board the plane and was stopped. But more awkwardly, Nurse and Elton Brand, the GM, had to like come and tell him like he's not needed, like just don't worry, we have all the facility, the trainers here.
I don't think they said that because of the issue with the airport and that he couldn't board the plane. They said, maybe it's better you stay here in Philly because at least you can continue training to get your way back onto the court, because I suppose he didn't participate in training camp and. Or the preseason, or most of the preseason sessions. So I think that was more of the spin, as opposed to saying, like, we don't want you to come on the road trip.
Where are you reading this from? You're reading this from...
I'm reading this from James Harden's blog. Yeah, like, James Harden...
James Harden's blog. GetMeOutOfHere.com.
/
This is Daryl Morey is a trader.com.cn.
Webmaster, contact James Harden.
All the ad on there is for like Chinese wine.
Yeah. I thought it was a bit fishy, but you know. It's got the green lock on the top, so.
So I thought it was super awkward, but it sounds like you feel it's like, okay, it's okay.
No, that's the way I sort of understood it. It was more of like a, I don't know, security issue. But I also find it pretty funny because they've been doing this for so long, and Harden's been, has this ever happened to Harden? Like, it's just such a coincidence that now it happens to Harden before he can play his first game. So I don't buy it. I think, yeah, you're like, to your point, it's something that the coaches wanted Harden to do to stay behind in Philly. But I'm just saying the PR release that came out was more, it seemed more like a technical, like a security issue.
Okay, like that. Right. Okay, Kane, we're coming at the end of another wonderful
show. Season four, baby.
Season four. I'm excited. There's definitely some new look teams this year.
I mean, definitely less excitement on my Nets. I think the previous two seasons, at least. Has it only been four seasons? It feels a lot longer, but anyway. I guess, I think it's one of
those. I'm paying attention to Cam Thomas, okay? I mean, I'm paying attention to him.
I picked him up, and when I told you, like, I'm picking him up, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm picking him up. And he's now exploded for, what was his first game? 36 points.
That's crazy.
And then last game against the Mavs, he scored 30 points. People that don't start games don't usually, like, ask Jordan Crawford, like, see how many games he got 30 points, you know, in a game. Jordan Crawford? Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford.
Well, look at Manu Ginobili. How many times have Manu Ginobili scored 30, 40 points in a week? Nah, no, that's pretty, right. That's a bit disrespectful, actually. I'll take that. We'll talk. Let's see. Next week, when we chat, let's just see. Let's have a look. Okay, I'm going to give a rating, my Cam Thomas rating every week, and then we're going to see how consistent it is.
I like it. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Okay, out of a score of 10, like how hot I think he is, yeah? Right now, he's a 7.
Oh, okay. Very critical.
Pretty solid, right? I think he's a 7. I think he has room to grow in terms of the offense. Not that he's always going to be scoring 30 plus points, but he's going to maybe settle down to 20 points, which is great still. 20 plus points. And maybe we'll start seeing his assist numbers creep up a little bit. Let's see. Anyway, next week is...
How about Jack Vaughn? Give me a number.
Oof. Like, what month he's going to get fired? Or what are you asking me?
Oh, I like that. I like this. I like good. This idea. Listeners, this is why you come and listen to us, to get your weekly Cam Thomas Jack Vaughn ratings, okay? I like that.
The Jack Vaughn is getting a 3 right now. It's a bit low. I think I'm being a bit critical because it's 2 losses. Two losses that honestly they should have won. So, if it wasn't for the heroics of Donovan Mitchell and the heroics of Luka Doncic, like amazing superstar heroics, we should be 2-0 right now. I think holistically you just got to blame the coach for like. You know, we were talking after each game, and I didn't say JV is like completely to blame. Like first game, yes, he was completely to blame. Second game, I think less so because he did make the adjustments from the first game to the second game, which he usually has historically been quite slow at in making adjustments. So I do applaud him for making those adjustments, specifically around Cam Thomas minutes. But we still lost at the end of the day, and. You gotta put blame on somebody, and it has to be the coach. Unfortunately, that's your job, Jack Vaughn. You gotta absorb that punishment. You gotta learn more. You gotta grow more. You gotta hope you get better luck next time, and you gotta find a way to get Mikal Bridges to ball more. He's only scoring like 18 points a game. You know, he's meant to be a star player. He's gotta see more opportunities of the ball. Right now, I'm seeing Simmons a lot, and Simmons is passing out to whoever's open. I'm seeing Cam Thomas. Dominate the ball, rightly so, but you got to find a way to get Mikal Bridges also involved a lot more. I think that, but who's to say? They're shooting the ball so well. Like that's the fucked up thing. They're shooting the ball so well, and yet we've lost two games in the matter of like the final seconds of the game. So,
This is good analysis. This is very good analysis, and I will be looking forward to get my weekly Cam Thomas and Jacques Vaughn ratings. Should I write this?
I'll write this down. So
you write this down. I want you to be paying attention this year, okay?
Thomas equals, what did I say? 7?
7. And then Jacques Vaughn's a 3.
I said 3. I can do 0.5. I'll give JV 3.5. I'll bet a little bit.
Until next time, dear listeners, stay positive. Peace out.
Peace out.
Lisa Torres on the beat, boys.